We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh! Oh, my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Quiddy Cast. The name is Larry, and in this week's episode, drama. First of all, in the second half, I'm going to talk about Killer T with that situation at BBC, and then for the nice guys out there, they say nice guys finish for last. I'm going to give you advice on how to get lucky as a nice guy. But first of all, let's talk about the news this week. Congratulations to the Bulawayo Arts Awards. I think they're necessary. The entries have closed. I don't know if I'm going to be on that list. I know I'm from Bulawayo, but I don't know. I never get onto the Bulawayo list and so forth. But yeah, apparently they're on. And the nominations are going to be revealed on the 1st of, what's this month? 1st of June, so watch out for that. Congratulations. I think they're necessary, and they have specified that they're from Bulawayo, so it's just about that. And people say, oh, why are you separating yourselves? But I think Bulawayo is looking for his way to celebrate itself. For example, I don't see anyone else celebrating, for example, Mozulu art, which is performed at the opening of the Austrian festival. What is it? I forgot. What's the name of that festival? The Vienna Festival, prominent. Insingizi going to perform in China, sold out concerts. And I think also you've got guys like IASA winning awards in Austria for productions, but not necessarily in Zimbabwe. So there is a necessity to also bring Bulawayo onto the map, especially since Harare seems to dominate everything and to sort of say it represents Zimbabwe. So shout out to them. And but another cool thing coming out of Bulawayo is the violence that happened between Highlanders. It's not so much. It was the crowd disturbance that resulted in a premature end of a football match, which is still a bad thing. But I think the game needs to get fixed. There's just too many. It just feels like the game is corrupt, okay, or incompetent. The officials just get too many things wrong. And it's the same official who's got a history of going to Barberfield Stadium or officiating in a match that involves Highlanders and gets so many things wrong. So the fans are like, oh, enough is enough. Same. Having said that, I'm not saying that the reaction of the fans is fine, but you can understand how the situation develops, and it should have been handled earlier. And while we'll punish the fans or punish the club and so forth, I think the Football Association and the Premier Soccer League will have to take blame for this as well. Sad news is Mandla Hlatshwayo, who was on Generations for 7 years and was a Josie FM DJ, was shot dead while trying to prevent two women from being robbed by a gang in Soweto. That was on Sunday. And unfortunately, he passed away. Him and his friend Chom Chom, rest in peace, bruv. You were trying to do the right thing. And it's just a sad thing because he's a very, very talented actor as well as radio presenter. And what else is happening in the news? The news coming out with the DRC saying Ebola is sort of becoming it came out again. It's an isolated place, but you still always worry because you're like, oh, it's Ebola, bro. Because, I ain't going to play. It's Ebola. After what happened in 2015, was it? Yeah, no, we don't play like that. So at least the authorities in the DRC says no need to panic. And finally, shout out to Josh Ainsley, a friend of mine who is on The Voice South Africa. He's through to the final 16 in the live show, performed this weekend. I'm going to play a song that he performed. It's his interpretation of a song by a group called Four Non-Blondes. The track is called What's Up. It's the Quiddy Cast. You're listening to Larry.
Years and my life is still trying to get this great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew that I saw the world was made of this brotherhood of man. For whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get all the words in my head. And I feel a little peculiar. And I wake up in the morning and I step outside, take a deep breath and I get real high. And I scream the top of my lungs, what's going on? Trying to get this great big hill of hope for a destination.
So proud of Josh Ainslie, who is out in South Africa at the moment with doing the voice SA, and so he's through to the final 16. He was born in South Africa, but he grew up in Zimbabwe. Was at Loma Gandhi School. Worked as a car salesperson in Zimbabwe. Also performed quite extensively at Reps Theatre. That's where I met him, and when we performed in the Greece, and I was nominated for that, by the way. Yay! So I'm a nominated actor. Putting it out there. And we were together part of the improv show, in fact, when it started, we were probably the founding cast, if you understand, part of the founding cast with guys like Kevin Hansen and, people like that. So shout out to Josh Ainslie. Very proud of you. Another artist I'm very proud of is Killer T. He's getting a lot of flack from some Zimbabweans at the moment because of his interview he did on BBC with DJ Edu. And DJ Edu hosts a show called Destination Africa. And you'll have seen a couple of videos from other Zimbabweans, like around the independence time, he had people like Winky D and Ja Praiser and so forth when they were there on tour and they were interviewed. The thing about it all is that I'm sitting there and people are like, oh, why is he speaking in that Ja faking accent and what? I'm like, yeah, bruh. Calm down. Everybody thinks that patois, to start with, from that. Everybody thinks patois is specifically Jamaican and so forth. And in some instances, patois is essentially what they call a colloquial form of a language. It's like slang, of whatever reason. And it has influences from all over the world. And it's funny that people are saying, oh, you should decolonize his mind. I'm like, this guy predominantly sings his songs in Shona. And there was a time in the interview he says, I want to explain this in Shona. And then not only that, we sit here and we say, well, decolonize, you should speak simple English. I'm like, wait a minute. Why didn't you just tell him to speak in Shona? You know what I mean? It's a very silly situation. I was going to say complex. It's a very silly situation because when you really think about it, he decided to go there and do it on his terms. And, whatever's going to happen when, Vunza Tunze comes on, we're going to be like, yeah, what up? And I think it just also speaks a lot more about the mindset of a lot of Zimbabweans as opposed to Killer T himself, to say, look, they expected him to go there and represent them and not represent himself. That when he got onto that show, he was doing it for the whole of Zimbabwe and not for himself, and say for people that identify with me, and which is what, for example, people would say the ghetto youth would be like, yeah, Wagwan, you know what I mean? And you're like, oh no, you shouldn't say Wagwan because it's fake, because you think you're Jamaican. I'm sorry, when you speak English, are you being English? You know what I mean? Calm down. And a lot of people don't even know that, their parts in as far as where a lot of our young kids, our youths and so forth, as they call them, who do subscribe to that sort of lingo and to that sort of culture and so forth. And are we thinking that they're faking it as opposed to the, it being an authentic representation of who they are, of who they want to be and who they want to be identified with? It smacks of, you know, elitism. You know, we sit there and we say, no, this is what you should do. And the irony of it all is that Killer T did sing about it. And we thought, and everybody just thought it was just a song. He's just proven it. Hit it. Yeah, the man said it. He said, that's how I am. I was brought up and that's how I am. That's what I do. That's who I am. And wherever I go, I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to be the ghetto version of me because there's no other way, bruh. Shout out to you. Big up yourself, Killer T. And everybody's like, why you say big up yourself? Why are you this person? I'm kidding. Anyway, I just forgot what I was talking about. What I want to talk about now is in the relationship segment on this, Quinnycast, you know how it is, you know, it's just weird sometimes recording. Nice guys get lucky too. And these are a few things, tips for if you're a nice guy and no, noako, that's it is, that's who you are. First tip is be confident. Without this, you might as well forget the next, eight, steps that I'm going to give you. You just have to be confident. Don't slouch. Do nod and smile when she's talking, you know, put your beer on the bar between sips rather than clutching it like it's your life preserver. That shows that you're nervous, but don't be arrogant, okay? What we like to see in a guy is self-deprecation, a guy who can laugh at himself. So don't take yourself too seriously and say, but don't overdo the self-deprecation because, you know, next thing you sound like you're whining, complaining, or bitching. And nobody wants to be with somebody who's like that, you know. It's like, if you can't get a bartender's attention, for example, it's like, don't sigh loudly and complain about the service. Laugh it off and ask her if she can give it a shot instead. Because then, you know, it is what is that. Also, stop being so considerate, you know. Nice guys, you know, hate to offend. So they add a just kidding after a sarcastic comment. Okay. It's the equivalent of smiley, emoticons or an LOL at the end. And, you know, you don't have to be gushing and eager to please, poke fun at her girly drink, her jukebox selections. you know, if a joke is silly, yeah, you know, make fun of her. You know, the way you made fun of girls you really liked when you were in sixth grade. Get back to that. And, also, most importantly, compliment her. I'll give you a couple of ideas on how to compliment. But make it about something besides her appearance, because thousands of guys are probably telling her that she has great skin, she's got lovely eyes or whatever. She's heard it so many times. And if you're just one more person who's telling her, you know, that she's nice, then you're just one more person. And also touch her. I'm not talking about groping, you know, and don't gaze so deeply in her eyes that you, don't be that guy, you know, the creepy guy, but you know, it's just a light type of touching. And also if you're worried, because you're sitting there, you're like thinking, oh no, this is also overwhelming. One thing that works 100%, and trust me, I've used it so many times and very successfully, is recruiting a wing woman. Okay, a wing man is a completely different thing, but wing women are for closing the deal. When a woman sees a guy with a cool female friend, she assumes he's a laugh to be around. He generally likes women, okay, rather than their body parts, they can be friends with them. He's not desperate. And you'll still probably respect in the morning if something that happens. Moreover, if you look at wing women, especially the cute ones, create an air of friendly competition. So you can have people that you hang out with, people you work with. You know, if one of your guy friends is as a cool girlfriend, but I don't know, that may be a weird thing. But most women in relations are chronic matchmakers. So she'll be like, yeah, I'm going to be enthusiastic. I know that when I've been single, yeah, you know, got this, my friend's wife is always, I've got this girl I need to introduce you to. I think you guys will be so much happy. Yeah, she will make you so happy. I'm like, do I look around looking like a slouch who looks unhappy? Maybe I feed off unhappiness when I'm single. I don't know. Who knows? It is. Buy her a drink, okay? But then let her buy the next round. It blurs the lines between pickup artist and pickup beast. So you don't want to make her feel that you're just picking her up and using just a drink. If you insist that she's not paying for anything, she'll see you as an old-fashioned control freak, for example, who thinks that women who put on out on the first date aren't girlfriend material. Make her laugh. We made reference to that. The funny thing is this. Comedians next to DJs get laid the most, okay? Something about making a girl laugh. Funny stories are good. You know, M's fiance cracked her up for the first time If you look at it, the craziest thing in all of this, I'm just going to get, I was trying to remember what happened to that fiance story. Forget about it. I can't remember it. A cloak of humor can disguise your intentions just enough. Okay. Ask her jokingly if she'd like to come up and see your etchings. After all, the truth is often spoken in jest. So if you're getting home, like, you want to come and see my etchings? You know what etchings are? No? I have a feeling somebody's Googling this right now. give it to you as homework. And compliments that work and compliments that don't work. Okay. You're so cool. Oh, I like what you said earlier. Works. You're easy to talk to. Yes. Why don't you have a boyfriend? No, bro. What you saying? Did anyone ever tell you that you look like? No. No one wants to be compared to somebody. I love your smile. That can work. You're amazing. Yeah, that can work. You can really hold your liquor. That can go south because you might then be saying that she's a drunk. And that's a pretty necklace. Okay. You look terrific. They like that one. So think about those guys. I know nice guys sitting there like, oh no, I haven't gotten laid since Adam was a little baby. No, don't worry. It can be sorted. You're not a chronic case. Unless you're like a murderer or something. No, I'm not helping you. Oh, no. 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 Not helping you. Or child rapist. Don't be that person. No. Or rapist of any kind. Okay. No. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, with that, I say thank you very much for listening to this week's Quiddicast. Catch me on email, info@quiddicast.com. You catch me on Twitter @quiddicast. Quiddicast is got a YI. And then catch me on Instagram, @quiddicast in full. Facebook, @quiddicast. All over, @quiddicast. Okay. So, and then also, don't miss an episode. Go to iono.fm. Look for Quiddicast and get the RSS feed. Also, don't miss an episode by going to iTunes. We're on iTunes. And just look for Quiddicast and subscribe. One Radio News, the app that's there. We're also on that. And this is a product of the Three Men on a Boat Publishing Company. And also, catch me on ZFM Stereo every Tuesday on Health Matters between 6:30 and 7. And Wednesdays between 7:30 and 9 p.m., two programs that I host, two in a row. One is Culture Talk, happening between 8:30 and 9. And before that, between 7:30 and 8:30, host Media Platform. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you very much for tuning in for this week's episode of the Quiddicast, and I leave you with the comfortable words of Larry Quiddicast, who says, while you out here making fun of Killer T, the closest you've come to BBC is wait for it, some more, a little bit more, is the BBC on DSTV at your workplace. Boom. It's been Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?